This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Junkies back with you on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. In Richmond, we are streaming live all across the country on the free Odyssey app. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, April 9th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop.
What's up?
Chilling.
Yeah.
Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
Hello, everybody. Happy today is Wednesday because I took the recycling out. Happy Wednesday.
Yes. And Eric Pickles here.
Good morning. How are you, boys?
It's a game show Wednesday. Good. I prepared a game inspired by Peter from Burke.
Okay.
Because he once pitched a segment on this show, which sounded good.
Yeah.
Which we haven't executed, called Morning Wood.
Oh,
and that would be updates on James Wood.
Got it.
Like
who
it.
Hit a couple of home runs.
The real
we don't
deal.
Do that every day, but I created a game show called Morning Wood.
Very good.
So we can play that later on a game show Wednesday. I think
fun
it could
fact.
Be, is this the last Wizards Wednesday of the year? Because their season's about to wrap up.
Fun fact about James Wood, he grew up in the O-Town, and the end of his street name ends with Wood.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of cool. That's kind of some weird symmetry.
Was it like Englewood or?
I mean, I don't want to give the name of the street that he lives on. I'm not trying to blow up his parents' spot.
Okay.
I think
are
they
his
still
parents
live
still
there.
There?
I think they still live there. Yeah.
Kenny?
Let me see. Cruz had another two hits. He maybe
which is
up.
And this road is right off of Morningwood.
Right.
Which people love to steal the signs.
Yeah, I think
from
you've
back
mentioned
in the
that
day.
Before.
I was just told that we can't use the name for the title of the game now.
Oh, okay.
Let's just call it the Woody game. I don't know what the hell we'll call it.
Who cares? It's fine. It's all good.
But we'll do that later.
What's the premise of
JP, we got to have a discussion about it. You can say it, but you just can't say it over and over and over again.
Got it.
And then just make sure you're explaining, like, it's James Wood inspired.
Right.
Yeah. That's what it is. It's a James Wood-inspired game. He hit a couple of home runs.
He's the real deal.
I noticed that Dylan Cruz went 2-for-4, so he actually is heating up
so
a little bit.
147, yes. I believe. Is that what he's hitting right now?
I see 131, but maybe you're more right than me. I don't know.
We're going to have Mike Rizzo on the show at 9 o'clock.
139.
Okay.
Mike Rizzo loves to talk about the back of the baseball card. Now, he doesn't have a Major League Baseball card to really look at.
I don't think you can say that.
But
about
I'm
him.
Pointing it out about the team. The point is, in baseball, when you have 162 games, sometimes you got to chill. So early in the season, people are like, oh, man, the Nationals, disaster. I mean, Jason was already looking at his win totals. Well, now they've won
too
a couple
early.
In a row.
Way too early
they've won
to get
four.
In
almost
row.
500.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Four straight wins, and they are about to sweep the Dodgers, who started off 8-0.
I don't think anybody saw that coming.
But the Dodgers come to the East Coast, where it was the wind chills last night were probably in the, I don't know, high 30s.
Man, it had to
and
be
they
chilly.
Weren't happy.
Had to be chilly out at Nats Park
oh,
last
yeah,
night.
It was.
So windy yesterday.
Yeah, it was.
Oh,
the wind
God.
Chills were not fine.
I saw it's the windiest year in the United States of America in 50 years. I don't even know how they measure that.
I don't know.
Call Doug Cameron, ask him.
He in terms of collectively?
Know. I don't know.
I don't know.
They know.
It was windy yesterday.
There are 50 states.
This would be a lot better.
They compile the data and they say it was the windiest year in America. We are going to have Mike Rizzo on the show at 9 o'clock.
Yes, sir.
So we will talk Nationals with him. We're kind of packed today.
I love Riz.
We have Coach Carberry, Spencer Carberry, coach of the Washington Capitals. We can talk to him about his experience during the Ovi chase and everything that went down, and then look ahead towards the playoffs, which are looming. He'll join us at 7. Plus, you golf heads will be happy. Doug Bell, who covers the PGA Tour for PGA Tour Radio, is going to join us at 7:40. Mm. And Dennis Paulson's going to join us.
Not Dennis.
At 9:25.
Carl Paulson.
Oh.
Yeah. Carl Paulson and Dennis Paulson co-host a show called Inside the Ropes on Sirius.
They're both Paulsons?
They're not related, but they're both Paulsons.
That's kind of
what was the name of the Paulson who coached at George Mason for a while?
Oh, what was his name?
Yeah, what was his
name? For a minute.
It was Paulson, right?
I think you're
maybe.
Right.
I think you're on it. I think Pete really liked him, too.
Yeah.
I remember that. Doesn't matter. I didn't.
He was
know
there
him.
For the blink of an eye.
Yeah, he was
maybe two, three seasons.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, that was Dave Paulson.
Dave Paulson. Yes. So we're going to have also, Carl Paulson.
Also spelled a little different.
To talk some golf. I don't know. I'm kind of amped up. I know you guys aren't NBA guys. There was some awesome NBA last night.
Mm.
You had the Knicks against the Celtics. And the Knicks, they're an interesting team because they're the three seed, but they haven't beaten either the Cavs or Boston all year. Now, the last couple of times they've played, Brunson didn't play. Last night he plays, but I don't get coaches that don't foul when they're up three at the end of a game. Mm-hmm. So the Knicks are up three, and they let Jason Tatum hit a three-pointer with roughly 3 seconds left in the game.
Send it into OT.
Foul the guy and send him to the line. I don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's a split. There's probably about half the coaches who will foul, maybe a little bit more than that. And then some coaches are just stubborn and they say, just play it out.
Mm-hmm.
And
so that forced the OT.
So that forced the overtime. And then the Knicks won. Porzingis had 8 3-pointers in the game.
Yeah, he was on fire.
If Porzingis plays like that, I can't see anybody beating the Celtics. Celtics ended up winning the game.
Yeah.
Won by a bucket.
The Knicks had a chance to win it and just foul.
Yeah, but you know what? You're glad that they didn't because they lost the game, which officially gave us the win total bet because we went under 53 and a half.
That's what's most important.
And they cannot get to 54 wins. So it's great for us.
Okay. Good. What are we going to win? $50, you said?
It's better than zero.
$50 you're chopping or each?
No, each.
Okay.
Yeah. I think we won 3 out of 4 bets.
We won 3 out of 4. We officially won the Wizards under last night and officially won the Knicks under last night.
Yeah. Speaking of the Wizards, Alex Saar putting up another big line.
20-12 and six helpers and 3 get out of here.
Yeah, good.
Good line from him.
He's made a late push for Rookie of the Year. I don't think he's going to win it, but that was awesome. And then the NBA channel has something akin to the Red Zone. I believe they call it NBA Crunch Time.
Mm-hmm.
And I found myself watching that. And the Lakers were in kind of a rematch against Oklahoma City. They just beat Oklahoma City the other day. Oklahoma City is the top seed in the Western Conference by far. SGA is probably going to win the MVP if it doesn't go to Jokic. By the way, the Nuggets fired their head coach with 3 games left.
Yes.
That's ridiculous.
And the GM,
that was
right?
Kind of wild.
Didn't they fire the GM too?
Anyway, so the Lakers take a lead in the fourth quarter as Luka hits a bucket. Luka turns to a fan who apparently he's had a back and forth since last playoff season.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think they call him the tattoo dude, something like that. He's got like a goofy nickname. And Luka chirps at him because the guy had said, oh, you're shorting all your shots, whatever. He got tossed from the game.
Why? The referee
thought
he was chirping at him?
That he was yelling at the referee. The fan afterwards in an interview said, no, Luka was yelling at me. I was yelling at him. Like, they have this back and forth. And after that, the game was kind of ruined. Oklahoma City, who was trailing at the time, went on a 29-12 run to beat the Lakers. The Lakers are one of, I think it's 5 teams all within a game. Mm-hmm. So you could go from the 3rd seed to the 8th seed, depending on what happens here this last week. So I thought that was awesome. And then Ja Morant. Did you guys see what Ja Morant did?
I saw the grenade toss, Sally.
Yes.
What's he doing?
So John Morant has been warned about guns.
Well, you pull a pin and then you just throw it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, and then he covered his ears.
All right. He just doesn't care. He gets zero Fs.
He has a self.
I think that's actually slightly better than the gun for some reason.
I don't know.
He's got a self-destructive thing about him where the league is saying, hey, you can't do this stuff. So he went from gun celebrations to shotgun, and they're like, hey, dude, you can't do this gun stuff. And then he's trying this end around. He's an unbelievable player.
Yeah,
okay? I think he finished with 28-8 last night. They're one of those teams that could finish anywhere from third to eighth. But he does a grenade celebration.
I actually think it's a little bit mildly better.
It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
But...
Well, every time the NBA tells him you can't do this, all right, well, he moves on to the next thing.
Yeah, he just goes to something.
And then the NBA will say,
conscious it is. But why do you have to even do anything? Why can't you just be a normal human? Fist pump.
A lot of guys do a three. If they hit a three ball, I think it was on a three pointer.
Is that when he does? He does it mid game. He's not doing like.
That was the first time he's unveiled the grenade celebration.
Getting back to Luka for a second, I know EB hates the booers. I think worse people are the ones who chirp the athletes that are out on the floor or the ice that are doing things that the people in the stands could never do, and they just want to heckle them and be a part of the action.
They just want,
I feel like they're massive losers.
Yeah, they just want the player to show attention.
They want ADs. Yes. They want to chirp them and get under
their
skin.
Losers. Yeah, 100% they're losers.
Massive losers.
I follow this guy, Jason Timp. I think he does a podcast on the NBA. Your point is, the referees ruined a game. You've got two of the best teams in the NBA, one that's trying to get home court advantage and a three seed, and the referee's inserting himself tossing somebody.
The ref threw out Luka, or he threw out the fan?
Threw out Luka.
Yeah.
And then Oklahoma City went on this run to win the game.
Threw out JP's boyfriend. JP's upset.
Yeah. Right.
JP's well, it's mad. Kind of a joke.
Yeah, the NBA refs, I don't know what Luka said, but he clearly was looking over to the fan. And then when he was ejected or given the second technical, every single Laker was just pointing at the fan, basically saying, I wasn't talking to you, I was talking to the fan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not only that, Jared Vanderbilt, who's one of Luka's teammates, said that, I don't remember if it's Tony Brothers or one of the other referees, they said... Vanderbilt got fouled at one point, and Luka complained. Look, Luka's a whiner. He deserves a lot of his technicals. But a referee said something like, I don't deal with Luka. So it's like a personal deal with him and Luka Doncic. But anyway, I thought it was an awesome game in the NBA. I know you guys aren't watching it. Boston-New York game comes down to overtime. That's going to be potentially the second-round playoff series because Cleveland wrapped up. They're the one seed in the East. Boston's two. The Knicks are three. And then you had the Lakers-OKC game. That could be the Western Conference Finals, possibly. But there's so much happening like in the final week of the season.
Yeah, it's crazy how there are so many teams within one win of each other. I mean, like you said, the Lakers all the way down to the Grizzlies, 3 through 7, are one win away from each other.
Yep.
One win apart.
All right. Got a lot to cover on today's show. As I mentioned, Spencer Carberry, coach of the Caps. He'll join us at 7. Doug Bell on the Masters at 7:40. Mike Rizzo, Nationals GM, president of baseball operations, going to join us at 9 o'clock. And Carl Paulson, who covers golf, going to join us at 9:25. That's all right here on the Junkies. Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan on a packed Wednesday morning show. Spencer Carberry, head coach of the Caps, will join us at 7. We'll talk about Ovi breaking the record and then look ahead. Not that many games left in the regular season. They're getting ready for the playoffs.
Yep.
So we'll talk to Coach Carberry at 7 o'clock. Right now, let's open up the Junkies sports page. It's brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case. You can sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. Grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES. You'll get 10% off. And remember, don't sleep makes you great.
We opened the show talking about James Wood and how he hit a couple pops yesterday against the Dodgers or last night against the Dodgers.
Remember the great line. You look at his lines, amazing.
Oh yeah, I mean, he was DHing last night because they gave him the night off in the outfield. Mm-hmm. They put Call in left. They had Jake Young playing center and Cruz playing right. And Wood went 3-for-4, hit a 2-run bomb, bottom of the first, hit another one later in the game.
Both the bombs were first pitches too.
Yep, he drew a bases loaded walk, 5 RBIs for the night. This kid, Robolensky, who started for the Dodgers pitching staff's riddled with injuries right now. But so Robolensky, who's very young and hasn't made a lot of starts, gave up 8 runs in 5 innings.
He had a rough one.
It was cold. It was definitely cold. And the Dodgers, who had started off 8-0, they were looking to set records for a defending champ, are now 9-4, and they've lost the first two in this series. And the Nats have won 4 straight. They took the series against Arizona, took the last two in that series and the first two of the Dodgers series. They will wrap up the series today, day game, 4 o'clock. But 8-2 win for the Nats. Also, Brad Lord, who made his first major league start, went 3 innings, didn't allow a run, struck out 4, then he gave it up to the pen. The pen got it done.
That's my Home Depot guy.
That is.
That is your Home Depot guy.
Nice. That's a feel-good story right
EB,
there.
EB, you know what, James Wood, he reminds me of you in a certain way. His power is center
Thank
field.
You. I like you comparing me to
right
James
center
Wood.
And
Thank
left
you.
Center.
Oh, that's an
Thank
aggressive you. Comp.
No, I like it. He's right.
I mean, EB, like growing up, EB and I used to play like one-on-one baseball, but I think EB developed his power because at one point we would play in his front yard, but the home run was across the street, and then you had to hit the ceiling of the Cape Cod.
Yeah, right. Over
or
the
not
house.
The ceiling, the roof.
Yeah, yeah.
Or hit it over the house eventually. And that was center field. So EB developed like kind of this power alley where he had to kind of extend his arms, where I was always more of a pull hitter.
You're a slap.
And James Wood, we talked to Mike Grizz about it, he's not a pull hitter.
Well,
he likes to kind of extend the arms, and it's all his home runs are going to be like center field, left center, maybe right center. He doesn't seem to pull it.
I like his approach, because did he have a homer in the game before, or was it 2 days
yes.
before? And they asked him about it, and he talked about how, you know, he doesn't go up there to try to hit home runs at all. He said it feels like if he goes up with that mindset, it really just screws him up. So it almost reminds me of Zimmerman. Like, you know, some guys maybe go up there and trying to hit bombs. He's just really just trying to hit the ball hard, and whatever happens, happens. And it obviously serves him well.
He's the most chill dude ever.
He's so chill.
He's the kind of guy, like, his heart rate probably never gets above, like, 60.
Right. Like, he could be in the middle of this streak, you know, where he's just killing the ball, but he's not trying to hit homers.
Yeah.
He's just trying to hit the ball hard, make good swings, and see what happens. And he's being rewarded.
Well, his second home run went right center, so he pulled it. But he's just the real deal. And, you know, it's just fun to watch him. You know, he's been batting anywhere from top of the lineup, which he did 2 nights ago. He was the leadoff hitter when he hit that first homer of the series. And then last night he hit in the 2-hole. Obviously, he's hitting the 3-hole to start the year. So he's just been all over the place and just hitting bombs. He's got 4 on the season. So great win for the Nats.
And then regarding Cruz, he's got 4 hits and 4 runs scored in his last 3 games.
Yep.
So he's turning it on a little bit. So that's great to see.
Today will be a 4:05 first pitch. It'll be Jake Irvin, still looking for his first win. ERA near 5.5 against Knack, who's 1-0, ERA of 0. So looking for a sweep for the Nats, and it's certainly a possibility. It's not going to be as cold today. It's not going to be as windy. It's going to be in the mid-50s with no wind, as opposed to last night, which was just butt cold. Wind chill at my house this morning was 28.
No, it was so windy.
For April 9th, that's just that's not normal.
I went over to the club just to hit some balls, use a sauna, whatever, and the wind kept knocking over my back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, it's on a little stand or whatever. It's fine. There's no reason.
Yeah, it was windy.
But such gusts of wind kept knocking
like
it over.
30, 35 mile an hour wind gusts.
Yeah.
It'll do that.
I was like, this is finished. I'm out of here. Be out of here.
So other scores from last night. Braves starting to win some a little bit. Remember, they started out 0-7. They won 2 of the last 3. They beat the Phillies 7-5. Orioles lost in Arizona 4-3. Charlie Morton is now 0-3, ERA near 9. who they acquired in the offseason.
Not a good start.
Not a good start for him. They also announced that they're going to put another pitcher on the IL. Zach Elfin's going to be, I can't remember what the injury was. Valdez, do you know what that injury was for Elfin?
It was arm fatigue. That's what they claim.
So he's on the IL. So not good for the Orioles. Paul Skenes had his worst start of his career last night.
I heard it was the worst he's ever had, including college and high school.
Makes sense. He's never had, certainly, you know, with the Pirates, he's never given up five runs in 2 years. So gave up five runs over six, and he got the loss. I believe he got the loss. Yeah, he got the loss. Cardinals beat him 5-3. So you kind of always used to seeing Skenes, you know, dominate one earned run, two earned runs, maybe three. But last night he was just wasn't good.
In that game, the wind chill was dipping into the 20s. I'm sure that was fun.
No.
Sure it's fun to pitch in those conditions.
I saw there was some clip going around of him and his girlfriend, you know, Livy Dunn.
Mm-hmm.
She's pleasant to look at, Kate.
Sure.
And they were doing some sort of trivia thing where they were, I don't know, they were just playing some stupid thing you see on YouTube or something. He's kind of boring at Paul Skenes.
He has no riz, but he's boring.
I don't know if he has the riz. He's got.
Well, if he's dating Livy Dunn, he's got some level.
He's got
of the
stature.
Riz. Yeah,
he's got stature. I put him low on riz.
His riz meter low.
He seems like a boring dude. Mm. He's a great pitcher.
Yep.
But he seemed like a boring dude.
Wasn't great last night, but he is a great pitcher. Red Sox lost 6-1 last night, and the reason I bring up this game is their stud center fielder / left fielder, Jaron Duran, talked about a suicide attempt in 2022.
Pretty courageous to talk about that.
It really is. In 2022, you know, he was going through a lot of stuff mentally. He wasn't playing well. He was hearing it from the fans. He was hearing it from the media.
So what did he actually try to do?
He was in a hotel room and had a rifle and pulled the trigger, but it misfired or didn't click.
Right.
And he said, you know what? That's a sign.
That's pretty crazy.
That I can't do it.
Mm.
And now he's talking about it. He's basically saying, hey, anybody's going through this, I feel your pain. You're not alone. But it's just a crazy story that that Jaron Duran actually attempted suicide
just 3 years ago. Counseling and help to kind of get him through.
Did you hear
he's doing much better. He was the All-Star MVP last year. He's a really good player, and he's doing much better, certainly on the field and
good.
Off the field.
Good to hear.
Did you hear about the football player who said that he thought about suicide? He had some sort of form of OCD, which I had never heard of. It had to do with religion.
Mm-hmm.
He was an offensive lineman, and I guess he didn't play towards the end of the season. He's come back. But his OCD was he couldn't get his brain to slow down thinking that everything that he did was wrong.
Mm.
Like Jesus is supposedly perfect, so he wanted to be perfect, and he could not get the brain to slow down, so his OCD just overwhelmed him, and he had to step away from the NFL field.
Right. Well, and he's back?
He's coming back.
Yeah. Well, you wish the best for him, but yeah, that's just a wiring thing, right?
Yeah, seems like
it. Got to get that figured out.
Really sad story. Octavio Dotel, who was a pitcher for many years.
15, I think.
Started in 1999 with the Mets and pitched for a bunch of different teams. Pitched for Houston, pitched for the Yankees, Kansas City, Atlanta, the White Sox, the Pirates, the Dodgers. Think about this. The Rockies, the Blue Jays, the Cardinals, and the Tigers. Basically pitched for every team in the league. But as you guys have heard, there was a massive, devastating nightclub collapse in the Dominican Republic.
Right. It's awful.
That killed almost 100 people.
Yeah, like 98 dead.
Yeah, including Dotel. There was also another former major leaguer. I want to say it was Tony Franco. Drabby, can you check on that? He used to play for the Nats. I think he played for the Nats for – he only pitched 1 year.
I saw the kid's name.
Yeah.
I think he's like 42 now or something.
Yeah,
he's
and he was guy. Also in the devastation. He also died. But, man, just a devastating collapse at that nightclub. It was on video.
Mm-hmm.
Happened at 1 in the morning. Dotel was killed. He was trapped in the rubble for 6 hours.
Was it weather-related? Do we have any details on that? Like why
– I don't think it was weather-related.
The structure was just old and
Yeah, I haven't seen
the guy that they all went to go see, Ruby Perez, he died too.
Was it the lead singer of the band?
I guess.
And that is a terrible story.
Ruby Perez, the merengue singer who was performing at the Jet Set, died. He was 69.
Yeah.
Tony Blanco.
Tony Blanco. Sorry, not Tony Blanco.
56 games for the Nats in 2005. Looks like that was his only major league.
Yeah, it was his only year. Yeah. Tony Blanco. Yeah. Sorry, I botched that name.
But he's the father, they say, of a current prospect who's in the Pirates organization. Tony Blanco Jr.
Yeah.
Cakes, I see that they say it's too early to tell what the cause of the roof collapse
was. Yeah, it sounds like the roof just gave way without any sort of warning.
Just awful. So we kind of talked about the Wizards last night. They lost to the Pacers, so their record currently is 17-62. And JP and I have won the season win total bet of under 20.5.
Nice dub for you guys.
Pretty.
But Alex Saar had a good game.
Yep.
20. I think he had 12 boards, had a few blocks.
His season stats are about what I expected. So on the season, he'll average 13 and just under 7. I mean, technically 12.7 points per game and 6.7 rebounds per game with 1.5 blocks. But in the last 20, which is a pretty decent sample size, he's averaged 15.7 to go along with the boards and assists and blocks. So
I mean, it's sick line yesterday.
I think he's had a pretty good rookie season.
Well, I think they have to be thrilled. With his development.
I think you're right.
On 10/22, JP has over Alex Saar averaging 12.5 points per game. Bish has no. That's for $10.
Ooh, that's right. A big one. That's a sizable
bet. 0.2 over, baby.
All right. Man. Well, still have a few games left.
Just saying, for the last few games, it's right. A major Alex Saar sweat for you two.
Big Saar sweat.
How many points is he averaging?
12.7.
Oh my!
And it's 12.5 is the
hold
bet.
On for the season
or the entire.
That's
season?
What I have for the season.
I have 13.1.
Okay.
I mean, according
so
to ESPN,
I have an old number.
Like, all right, hold on. We can check.
I got him at 13.1,
6.6.
Rebounds. 13.1. You're right.
Yeah.
Sweet.
That's even better.
Yeah, but
for
a
you.
Dud or two can you still
big dud.
Affect it.
Who did JP think so invested in Alex Saar?
I mean, if one game could move the needle that much,
I doubt it's going to move that much after 82 games.
How do I know? Went from 12-7 to 13-1.
Yeah, but
it's not going to move. That much.
I don't know.
Sometimes this AI is
they pull them after like a couple minutes for health purposes and gets a big donut for that game.
I mean, it's certainly possible. They play the Sixers next. They suck. Then they play Chicago and Miami. So there's three games left. It's 13.1, and I got to get them down to 12.4.
You need some real duds at the end.
Not going to happen.
Yeah. Probably not going to happen.
Like you're going to ship those
I'm probably going to give you $60 because I got to give you $50 for the win total plays and then add the 10.
How do I not have 100 Bilal Coulibaly bets in that book?
They wouldn't be in your favor.
Probably not. I'm glad I don't. Glad I didn't bet on him.
Well, I think overall, it is kind of remarkable to say, but overall, they have to be thrilled with the development of these young guys, even though they only won freaking 17 games. It's kind of mind-boggling, but it is true.
I like Bub a lot. The game that so Cakes and I went to last week, where everybody from 106.7 The Fan was in the suite, Bub put up 32.
He was killing it. He's crushing.
Mm-hmm.
Kid's 19 years old.
No, he's just a tough gamer. I guess you could see right away. It's like, oh, this guy's going to play a long time in the league. He may just be a role player, but he's going to play a long time in the league.
Oh, I think he's beyond a role player.
Yeah. He's going to last a long time.
Yeah, I agree. Last but not least, Wes Welker joining the Commanders coaching staff as a personnel analyst.
He's got a lot of connections.
Yeah, I mean, he was wide receiver coach in San Francisco, so he certainly knows Peters very well. And Debo.
Has he been with Peters in the last three stops?
Yeah,
I think he's been...
Well, he was with Miami after that.
Okay.
So he went from San Francisco to Miami.
Got it.
But he was with Mike McDaniel. So just a lot of connections, and he has been hired, and he knows Debo very well. A two-time Pro Bowl wide receiver. He's coached for Houston, San Francisco, and Miami since he retired. I think he retired back in like 2017.
I think he's going to be a good bridge between Kingsbury and to Samuel. Get the most out of Debo.
Yeah.
I like it. Good hire, man.
Really good hire. Yep.
And I sleep on the fact that he had 903 catches in his career.
And by the way, I think he could be very good, obviously, for Luke McCaffrey.
Yeah.
Too.
100%.
Be a good mentor for the in young wideouts, definitely.
Didn't Giselle get bitter at him in one of the
at Wes Welker?
In one of the Super Bowls, or maybe it was a championship game, and she was like, Tom can't throw the ball and catch the ball.
I think you're right.
Like, has Wes dropped one?
Yeah, I mean, Tom Brady could have another Super Bowl win, I think. Mm-hmm. It wasn't an easy catch, but
yeah,
it's okay. Tom Brady's life's going pretty well. Yeah. It's fine. Yeah,
you're going to be okay.
You know what? He could take an L here or there.
Hey, he took an L yesterday. Did you hear about the L Tom Brady took?
Maybe. Is it about Greg Olson getting like an Emmy nod over him?
Oh, people really? Were making a big deal that the number one guy didn't get nominated for an Emmy.
Well, how could
his
you know
backup
you
got
Emmy?
Nominated for an Emmy.
By the way, speaking of Emmys, this is good news for EB.
Yeah.
Our producer, Zach, for the Altcast said, if this Altcast with Ovi is like the record breaker or record tire, he said, could potentially be Emmy submission worthy.
Yeah, no chance.
I don't know.
I know he said that going in. It was.
Maybe he's just trying to puff you up. I don't know.
It did end up being tying.
It was the record tying Altcast.
And I think by all accounts, everybody said it was our best. It's too bad Jason wasn't there for it.
I'm just putting it out there.
We were most relaxed.
When you're hoisting that Emmy.
There's a lot going
on. That's probably
why you're hoisting that Emmy above your head.
Did you?
I brought it up.
Did you see the video that went viral of the control room?
I did
when
not.
When Ovi broke the record?
I did not.
Yeah,
it's pretty incredible.
Yeah. So
the directors go to number seven, get ready. Number five, get ready. Yeah. And he's just freaking out for like 60 seconds.
Yeah, you're frantic. You want to make sure you get the right shots on TV.
12, get ready.
You got to be locked
12,
in.
12, go to 12. Go to three.
Yeah. Those guys are good.
Yeah.
They're really good at what they do.
Yeah. I would
not
be good.
Maybe we'll get an Emmy. Does that mean Jason gets hoard?
That's fine. That'd be hilarious.
He's fine. It's okay.
We could let him have it.
No, I wouldn't accept it. Yeah. Since I wasn't a part of it.
Stolen valor is what that would be.
You know what? I'd give it to who were the guests that night? I'd give one of the guests.
We only had one, I think.
Sansy,
yeah.
Sansy.
All right,
was
I'd
on.
Give Miami to Sansy.
Yeah, there
Sansy
you
was
go.
Really good. No, we had Dronik, too.
Yeah, Dronik and JR.
Yeah.
But DSP,
was scheduled, but then once Ovi started his scoring clip,
he said, I don't want anything to do with those guys.
Right.
I'm punting that.
All right, phone number is 800-636-1067. It's a game show Wednesday. Call in now as we play a James Wood-inspired game.
Yes.
All right.
800-636-1067. You answer two questions right, we're going to hook you with the prize. It's game show Wednesday here on the Junkies. Welcome back. Remember, you can always text us on the Lido Pizza text line. Lido Pizza's a local favorite since 1955, serving pizzas, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza's square because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. You can text 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. I can use that same number to call us now on a Game Show Wednesday. So James Wood hit a couple home runs yesterday. He's got three in his last couple of games. So I have a James Wood-inspired game show.
Game Show Wednesday brought to you by our good friends at Metropolitan Hospitality. Of course, they own Circa right across the street here. By the way, last night, the entire Dodgers coaching staff went to Circa post-game.
Nice. So very good.
Dave Roberts took his entire staff. There was 12 of them. Went all the way to Circa right down the street here.
Cool.
And had a late night dinner.
Do they stay typically right around town, like in one of these hotels? They must.
I don't think
they don't.
I don't think they stay at the Homewood.
I'm not sure at the Homewood.
They stay
quite
at
a few.
They stay at a really nice
probably
place. Probably
like
the
Four
Ritz.
Seasons.
Oh,
or four
is that
seasons.
Right? Is that right? Okay.
Yeah. But of course, Metropolitan owns Circa. They own Salt, El Bebe, Open Road Distillery right there in Reston Town Center. For more info at thefandc.com/contests, you can check out Metropolitan Hospitality Group.
All right, we have a $100 gift card to Metropolitan Hospitality Group on the line, 800-636-1067. You answer two James Wood-related questions. They're actually not James Wood-related questions, but you'll figure it out as we play the game.
Got it.
You will win the prize.
Understood.
All right. Let's go to Kobe. Kobe?
Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, Kobe.
Hey, all right, Kobe, you get two trivia questions in a row, related kind of to James Wood. You're going to win the prize, all right?
Yep. Copy.
All right.
Copy that.
This guy once struck out 20 batters in a game while pitching for the Cubs.
I think Kobe's too young.
Probably not, not a baseball fan.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Kobe.
BB?
Sorry,
Kerry
Kobe.
Wood.
Kerry Wood.
Kerry Wood, yeah.
I'm tracking with you.
Yeah. Kerry Wood.
Yes. Tracking with you.
Not James Wood.
No, different.
Kerry Wood.
Different guy.
All right, we need more contestants,
right? He ended
up playing
14 years in Major League Baseball, but he peaked. Yeah. He peaked with the Cubs early.
Yeah, I mean, never reached that potential that he had early on. Let's go to Antoine, 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in to our James Wood-inspired game.
Hey, Antoine.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up?
All right, I'll start you with the softball. He was great basketball coach at UCLA.
Like the greatest.
I do not know college basketball coaches outside of ones now.
Even historical figures.
You got to learn your history, my friend.
Escape too hard?
Well, I mean,
that would be John Wooden.
Yeah.
John Wooden. See, we're going with a theme there.
Yeah.
Right? It's a James Wood-inspired game.
Look, I never saw John Wooden coach a basketball game, but I know who he is. I know he won a bunch of titles.
800-636-1067. All you have to do is answer two in a row. All right, this one's just for EB.
I've dumped down to one in a row.
This is just for EB.
All right.
I'm telling you, some of them are easy.
All right.
This 44-year-old actor, EB, is best known for playing a hobbit. Frodo Baggins in The Lord of the Rings.
I'm just looking at E.B.
Elijah Wood.
Oh, yes!
Wow. All right, but,
upset.
But I mean, it's, believe me, I don't know. It's just like a pop culture reference.
Yeah.
I mean, I have no, I don't know what a, what'd you say, a hobbit?
Hobbit.
Yeah, I don't even know what that is. Like a tiny person or something?
Yeah, it's a smaller person, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
So that's all you need to know.
All right, let's go.
I don't know the difference between a hobbit and a dwarf.
I don't know really either.
I kind of lump them all in.
He's not really.
Call Funny Danny.
He's not really that small in real life. Like, he's small, but he's not like dwarf.
No, he's not like 4 foot 5 inches tall.
Right. All right, let's go to, is it Brennan?
He's 5'6".
He's not pretty
tall.
He's pretty tiny. He's basically cakes.
Brennan, are you there?
I'm 5'8".
Yeah, cakes can post him up.
I got him crushed.
Hey, Brian.
All right, James Wood-inspired game.
So
I've already given you Kerry Wood. I gave you John Wooden and Elijah Wood. All right, how about this? Softball to start. He played a bartender on Cheers and starred in White Men Can't Jump.
Woody Harrelson.
All right, there we go,
one
buddy.
Down.
Are you halfway there,
friend?
They're
starting to warm up. They're starting to warm up now, Case.
Yeah.
All right, you're going to win it.
All right, you win this if you nail this. Tim Burton made a movie about this low-budget movie director.
I don't think he's going to pull this.
Hold on. Repeat that, please. I missed the last word.
Yep.
All right. Tim Burton made a movie about this low-budget movie director. I think it might have been nominated for an Academy Award.
I don't know.
It might have been black and white, too.
I think it's Ed Wood.
Ed Wood.
Damn it.
Not going to pull
it. You got to make them easier.
You kind of knew that one, right, EB?
No.
I don't know anything about Ed Wood.
All right,
that was 1994.
Literally couldn't tell you one thing about that person.
All right, let's go to Nate. Hey, Nate.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
What's up,
good morning,
Nate, dog? Buddy.
Hey, Nate. Tiger Woods' dad.
All right.
Was named
Earl Woods.
There
Earl
you go.
Woods, all right. One down.
I mean, we're just giving away
stuff
now.
But easy.
Come on. Right. Two pointer.
I'm going to allow you to use EB as a lifeline here.
Oh, okay. No.
Okay.
Could be trouble. Right.
He was a member. And I guess could still be a member of New Kids on the Block.
Oh. EB, I need your help.
EB, come on, go to your boy band.
You used to say you were a boy band guy.
Danny Wood.
Danny Wood, we have a winner.
And you picked the most nubs new kid, too. He's the one that basically just danced.
You knew it.
He was congratulations. You win that $100 gift card from Metropolitan Hospitality Group. MHG restaurants include Circa, Trio Grill, Sol, El Bebe, and Open Road. You can get more information at thefandc.com/contest.
I'm surprised you didn't use the former actor, maybe current actor, that participated in the Junkies Poker Open.
James Wood.
That's one of my questions.
Yeah. You had him on there?
Yeah, okay. This actor played in Junkies Poker Open and knocked out my wife in the tournament.
Very good.
Did not know that.
Yeah. Bounced her out. That would be James
Lester,
Woods.
Lester Diamond.
All right, this one I think you should nail.
Jess Flame.
This famous actress was married to actor Robert Wagner not once but twice.
Right.
And died.
Natalie Wood.
Yes. She drowned, right?
I think she did. There's some thought.
He may have drowned her. He may have thrown her off the boat or something.
I didn't realize
it was
that.
It's gone down as mysterious circumstances.
Mysterious. Yeah, never want mysterious circumstances surrounding your
death. What year was that?
That had to be like in the late 80s.
30, 40 years ago.
In the 80s. Yeah. All right, last one. I think you know this.
Okay.
He used to hit three-pointers for the Washington Bullets, and now he's an NBA referee.
Oh, yeah, that's the guy that came in, and he had like seven straight games where he scored like over 30.
I don't think I know this guy.
No, you definitely know the guy.
I think he was on the Olympic team, too.
Yeah, no, he was a beast.
Oh, I know it.
He's bald.
I know it. Haywood Workman.
No.
That's not it.
No, but you got Wood in there. I like how you did that. No, I got Wood. His last name Woods or something.
His last name's Wood.
I thought I was so right.
He was on the Olympic team in 84, I think, or
80 or 84.
Al Wood.
No, he was a referee.
Give me a minute, once I give it to you.
Game. He came in and had like, who was the...
Wasn't Haywood Workman also a ref? Like, I was...
I don't think so. But maybe.
I think he might have been.
KP, this is going to kill me because I can picture him.
I know. I mean,
What's the first letter? First letter.
L.
Leon Wood.
Leon Wood.
Damn it. Leon Wood came in. He had like a...
He had a 30-point game.
Like didn't he have like seven games in a row where he was like on fire? Very similar to the Japanese guy that came in. Remember he went nutty for the Knicks?
Oh, Linsanity?
Yeah, very similar to Jeremy Lin. Like
Jeremy Lin was a little bit better than Leon Wood.
Was he Chinese or Japanese?
Maybe. I don't know. Chinese.
I think he's Chinese.
I don't know. I mean, my wife's Chinese.
I'm just putting it out there. Haywood Workman was definitely a ref in the NBA.
Wow.
Okay. I thought I was all over it. I thought that was
I didn't know that.
But he wasn't a three-point sniper like Leon Wood.
Oh, probably Leon not. Wood. I mean.
He had a real career. Leon Wood went to a small... I think he went to Cal State Fullerton.
Probably.
I think he played at a small California school.
Well, I know this. In the NHL... They don't like the referees because when they did that Ovi ceremony, we talked to Coach Carberry about it. Gretzky got booed for two things. One, well, actually, I guess Gary Bettman just got booed.
Gary Bettman.
But when Gretzky thanked the referees, the whole crowd.
they were not feeling it.
All right, coming up next, we will talk to the Capitals head coach. We'll talk to him about the Ovi chase. Ovi finally gets to 895. He's the all-time leading scorer. And we'll look ahead to the playoffs, which are looming. Spencer Carberry from your Caps joins us next here on the Junkies.